Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Good morning, Penny.
Hello, how are you?
So good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome. You getting excited for the Tates next Wednesday?
I am indeed. Are you?
I'm really excited. I don't even know. I'm sort of rooting for it. I hope everyone wins.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
But I know that can't happen, but I wish it did because they're all so awesome.
The lineup is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. We're here to talk about the fashion of the Tates. You play a big part in this with Penelope Noir's Black Carpet.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, for anyone uninitiated, what the Black Carpet is.
Okay, I think I might just start at the beginning about what the Tate Music Prize is.
Oh, yes, good.
So it was established in 2010 by Independent Music New Zealand, and it honours music journalist Dylan Tate. It focuses on the artistic excellence rather than commercial success. So if you think about the UK's Mercury Prize, that's what the Tate Awards are about. It has the Tate Music Prize, the main prize, and we were talking about how hard it's going to be to judge because it's like Marlon Williams, Jasmine Mary, Rev Fountain, Tom Scott, Dick Move, Geneva Aim, Ringlets, Phoebe Rings, Womb, Babe Martin, and the, you know, Auckland Live Best Independent Debut, Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record, which is the Mint Chicks, Crazy Yes Dumb No, the Independent Spirit Award, and the NZ On Air Outstanding Journalism Award. So they're not, you know, that's kind of not a huge amount of awards, but the night is so much fun.
Mm.
And it's held this year at the new NZICC building, which is the New Zealand International Conference Centre, opposite Sky City. So I host the black carpet, like not the red carpet, because, you know, we're alternative. We want the black carpet. Penelope Noir hosting the black carpet. And it's really exciting because I kind of act almost like the maitre d' of the black carpet.
Mm.
So I'm kind of leading people up to get their photo taken by the wonderful David. And then people can go on into the main area to have a drink and hang out before the awards. And what's really exciting, and the reason that I'm kind of talking about this so much, is because this year it's open to the public. So you can buy tickets and come along. And the tickets are $40 plus the booking fee. And that includes $5 that goes to Music Help, which is a donation.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get the tickets, just search Tate Music Prize, and the tickets are available from Human Tips. Now, what happens kind of like on the black carpet is you kind of come in, you get dressed up, I guess, beforehand. Princess Chelsea last year said the look is basically just scour the internet, come up with your own look, and put some shit together. And that's kind of summed up, really, because it's... you know, what I really love about this black carpet as opposed to the red carpet is it's very individual. Everyone brings their own original style. It's a mixture of, like, you know, designer, vintage, kind of stunning pieces, original designs. I like to say items of flair. I always say this. So, like, you know, you dress normally, but come with one item of flair. And that could be, you know, a fantastic ring or a headpiece or, you know, that sort of thing, just to kind of, like, you know, flare up your item for the evening, or your outfit for the evening. And you can check out, like, online for previous looks. I'm going to highlight some from Radio New Zealand's coverage last year. Princess Chelsea wearing a pure white figure skating look. she had love heart gloves.
She looked and so awesome.
It's so awesome, and like a little fairy kind of coat over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Even Kermath, you know, BFM's Kermath was wearing space age kind of outfit, which is pretty cool.
That's so on point.
Anna Coddington was a mixture of vintage designer and Doc Martens.
Nice.
You know, Vera Allen always looks great. 2024. She wore the Gloria Ivory witch's dress.
Yes.
Jasmine Mary wearing her amazing sequin suit last year. Yeah, so it's like, it's so much fun, and all the photos are kind of taken, at, you know, and then they're put online later, so you can kind of like have a look and relive the night, the whole glamour. And there's other, you know, media there other than BFM kind of doing their thing. So there's Radio New Zealand, Viva and Letterboxd are coming for the first time. So it's kind of a, you know, it's a really fun night. And Q Theatre was the previous venue, but this new venue, NZICC, has so much more room. So it's really exciting to be able to have the public come along. And the event itself is really exciting, and it's not a really long event. So, you know, then you can continue on partying into the night once you're celebrating with whoever wins those amazing prizes.
Yeah, so awesome. I was thinking, I went to, well, I was at the Tates last year, and I loved your work on the black carpet. I thought you did such a good job of like herding the masses and making everyone feel comfortable showing off their looks. There were some crazy looks. One that comes to mind was Vida's sort of like iceberg alien chic vibe. I don't know if you remember that.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was so crazy. Amazing. So there was some awesome looks. But I was thinking when I went to the NZICC for the first time a couple of weeks ago, how funny it's going to be to see all of us like rungus little indie kids rock up to this swanky new venue. I think it's going to be quite a level up, eh?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty amazing. And I've just like I went and had a look yesterday, and I was just like blown away by the amazing space. And just that opportunity to have so many more people attend, you know, because usually the Tate, it's very limited, and some people miss out because of that. And so it's really cool to be able to make this more, more inviting and more community-based, you know, and just be able to invite, you know, because, you know, like all the finalists are all BFM bands, you know, or alternative music, you know, artists. So it's kind of cool to have their community come and celebrate with them as well. And why not dress up? Like, when do we get to dress up nowadays, you know?
So true. And the previous winners perform, eh?
Yes,
so
they do. So
I'm guessing we're going to see an awesome Mokotron performance this year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope so, yeah. I don't really know, but I always know that the performances are amazing. Like, there was the one where Princess Chelsea and Lawrence Arabia combined. I think it was Look Blue, Go Purple did a song for them. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And especially having the Mint Chicks as the classic record, like what will happen there? That's really exciting. You know?
Can you imagine if Mokotron did a like, like bass, like indigenous bass mix of Crazy Yes, Dumb No?
Oh, that would be pretty amazing.
Penny, I hope that happens.
Can I ask you a question? Have you got your outfit kind of all laid out for the night?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm wearing, and I'm so
me
stressed.
Neither. I think we should coordinate a little bit.
Oh, yeah, shall we?
Yeah.
Should we just wear power suits?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
I don't have a power suit, but I think I should get one.
You'll find one.
The other thing is that it's you know, it's at the right time of year, like it's not too cold and it's not too hot, so you can wear layers. But I kind of like to maybe think about it maybe a day ahead and not kind of panic too much, because it is kind of like a relaxed vibe, so you don't want to get stressed out about what you're wearing, but you just want to go a little bit crazy and, you know, yeah.
So you think it's more of a freestyle situation?
Yeah, I reckon freestyle. Okay. Original style, you know, individual.
I'm feeling less wound up about it now.
I've got a few big outfits I need to plan for. I've got the Tates next week, and then I've got my graduation the week after. And then,
oh, damn.
Before you know it, it's going to be the Aotearoa Music Awards. So I might need to consult Penelope Noir for some fashion advice, because I'm feeling a bit stressed about all these dress-up opportunities.
Yeah, it's crazy, because once upon a time I used to buy something new every single time.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you know, after doing the Penelope Noir segment for a while and learning about sustainability and things, I'm like, nah, I've got to like re-wear things and just wear them in a different way.
Yeah, harder. You know what's great if you've got back to back to back? This is a sustainability tip. Renting a dress.
Yes.
It's so easy. You just go down to one of those like rental places, grab a dress, give it back after the weekend.
Yeah.
And Bob's your uncle. You looked amazing.
Don't spill anything on it, though. That's the main one with that, eh?
Oh, yeah. That is...
Do you have to dry clean them after you wear them?
No, they do it for you at some places. I guess it varies. But good tip if you've got lots of formals coming up.
Mm. Yeah. The other option is to swap with your friends.
Yeah. Raid their closet.
Yeah, because, like, you know, everyone looks different in different outfits. So, like, if you can swap... you know, for a season, a couple of dresses or outfits, they'd be pretty cool.
Mm, so true.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm so unbelievably excited for the Tates, and I'm so excited to see the fits that are pulled on Wednesday by the celebs and the general public.
I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome.
Who of the...
And I hope that...
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I hope that lots of people... come along and feel comfortable to come along, and it would be great if they are coming along to come and say hi.
Yeah. Personal greeting from Penny herself.
Yeah.
This might be
I'll be the short person in black.
Hard to miss. Okay, this might be a controversial question, but who of the nominees do you think is really going to pull out all the stops with their outfit?
Oh my gosh. That's so hard to like... all the finalists are incredible.
Yeah.
I feel like some people, when I look at the list, I feel like Tom Scott always wears something amazing he had, you know, like created or styled for him. Marlon, of course, always looks amazing. Jasmine Mary always kind of like surprises in a really good way. Geneva AM, of course. I think it's just going to be so amazing. Everyone's just going to look incredible.
I reckon Mar's going to look real steezy. And yeah. I'm hoping that Hunter Keane pulls out all the stops on his outfit.
Yeah.
Hunter, if you're listening, I expect something really glam.
Yep. So Hunter's up for New Zealand On Air Outstanding Journalism Award for Long Player, right?
Yes. Super excited.
Yeah, so I'll just kind of... The black carpet starts at 5:30. It's at the NZICC next Wednesday, 29th of April. This is the Tate Music Prize Awards, and you can get tickets from Human Tips. So just Google Tate Music Prize. And come along. It'll be fun to have you.
It'll be so fun. We'll be there. Penny will be there. It'll be a real time. Hey, thank you so much, Penny, for another great fashion. And we'll see you on the carpet, eh?
Yeah, great. Awesome. Can't
and then wait to see what you wear. We'll catch up with you the day after, probably with sore heads to recap.
Yeah.
Thanks, Penny. Thanks, Penny. Kakite. Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.